The Gemara says in Daf Chav Zayin Beis that Rabbi Lazar never said anything that he didn't hear from his Rabbi. Ma'olam lo amar davar shel shama mipi Rabbi. Everything that he said, he heard from his Rabbi. Mefarshim and Bala with the Kasha, this seems to be Seiser, contradicts Beferish of Bryson and Abister of Nasan, where it says that Rabbi Lazar was Yashav Adair, Rabbi Lazar was giving Shirin, Ba'amar dvarim shel shamatan Eisen Ma'olam. He said things that no one ever heard before. He said such chidushim that were never ever heard before in this world. So how can you say chidushim that were never heard before if he never said anything that shoy shama mipi rabba la'olam? The chayr is a direct contradiction. And it's a duah that Mecham Shmolevitz is the answer. He said a gemalik yisayit to answer this kasha. He said like this. He said that Rabbi Lezer said things that he never heard from his rabbi, things that no one ever heard before, gemalik chidushim. But everything that he said was alpi, the mahalach, halimud, that he was mekabel from his Rebbe. He was mekabel from his Rebbe how to think, what to ask, what not to ask, what is a kasha, what is a teretz, what to shul on, what to go into. Everything that how he learned was kol kula api the mahalach, that he was mekabel from his Rebbe. And since he was mekabel, this mahalach from his Rebbe so stark, so everything that he said were things that were api the mahalach of his Rebbe, things that his Rebbe would have been masking to, even though his Rebbe never actually told it to them. He never actually heard that thing from his Rebbe, but the chidushim, there was nischadosh, al pi the derech of his Rebbe, are considered as if he heard it from his Rebbe, and that is considered that me'olam la'amo davar shal shaman pi rabbi, but at the same time, he was able to be mechadosh chidushim that no one ever heard before, that no one ever said. So within the Messiah, there's room for a tremendous amount of creativity to mechadosh and say things that we never heard before, never said, as long as the kalim and the tzura and erkem mahalach v'derech halimud is al pi the mahalach that he was mekabel from his Rebbe. Similarly, I heard that Rabbi Chabad once said, Chazal say that someone who's megal upon him b'tar shlo kahalacha, ein l'chelik l'alam haba. So he asked, so how could it be? How could we ever say a chiddush, say a pshat? Who knows? Maybe we're wrong. Maybe we were off a little bit. We're going to lose our alam haba. You know, why is it kedai to be mechadish if the risk is so high? And he said that the pshat is like this, that if a person has a mahalach that is mekabel from his Rebbe, ishmei piyish, dar mei pidar, his Rebbe from his Rebbe, his Rebbe from his Rebbe, all the way to Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's the mahalach halima that he follows, and he's mechadosh al pi that mahalach, even if he happened to get something wrong, even if the pshat that he said is not correct, and it's not emes, that's not called megal panim b'tar shol kahalacha, and he does have a cherek l'olam haba. What does it mean, megal panim shol kahalacha? And that's if he starts thinking and asking him, be mechadosh, things, al pi a new derech halimud, a new way of thinking, which is something that he wasn't mekabel from his Rebbeim, then that could possibly lead to being megal upon him b'tar shel kahalacha and ein l'cherek l'olam haba. But if a person is working within a mahalach that is mekabel from his Rebbe, ish mipi ish, kefi the mahalach of the Messiah, then within that mahalach, you have room to be mechadosh, room to be creative, room to say, gevaldige chidushim atzumim, you could even say things, shel shamatan, Adam Ma'ilam, but at the same time, you can be guaranteed that these are things that your Rebbe would be masking to, and it's as if you heard it from your Rebbe.